Go ahead and give the Lord a shout of praise in the house this morning. Do you know what time it is? Do you know what day it is? What time is it? Time to praise the Lord. What day is it? The greatest day of our lives. This is the greatest day of your life. You know, faith and believing are conviction. So the word says it convicts you of a certain thing. And we have to live by faith. But you have to take belief and position faith correctly. Eve had faith. She had faith. She had faith that a lot of things could happen. She had faith. But she doubted what God said. She had faith that what the serpent said about the tree could get, but she still had faith. But you have to believe God to know where to aim your faith. You have to believe God. God made something one day for himself. God's always giving. But one day he made something for himself, and that's you. God made you for himself. We are created for his purpose, for his pleasure. One day, God made something for himself. He made you. He made you. Say, God made me. And who is God? He's perfect. Say, my God is perfect. And everything God makes is complete. And the Greek word complete means perfect. And then the scriptures tell us everything God made, he made of himself. Of him, through him, and for himself. To him are all things. Of him, through him, to him are all things. And you know what? You can't live by faith and live safe at the same time. Are you living safe or are you living faith? Are you living safe or are you living faith? Living safe? You know, as believers, we live too safe. You can take your seats. A lot of times as believers, we just try to find that safe zone. Someplace our faith can take us where we're safe. But are you living faith or are you living safe? You know, we love safely, don't we? As believers, we love safely. We love people we think will probably love us back. Let's be honest. We do. And we don't love too far because maybe they won't love us back and we'll be embarrassed. I'm glad Jesus didn't think that way. Jesus said, do what you will, say what you will, but I love you without caution. And Jesus didn't safely love you. He loved you with all that he is. We act safe and wonder why things never transpire the way we know God wants them to, and it's because we live safe. We live cautiously. We love cautiously. We embrace cautiously. We bless cautiously. Because we just don't want to be embarrassed, right? Well, I mean, you can be honest. Nobody's here, just us. You can be honest. You don't want to give too much, don't want to do too much, because, you know, I want to keep up with the facade. But Jesus said, if you lay down the shell, the seed will remind you who you are. Jesus said, whatever I remember the Father doing, whatever I remember the Father saying, he said, that's what I do, and that's what I say. That's what he said. And he said, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. And John 14 says, verse 26, it says, and he will teach you all things. He will teach you all things. Hi. How? By bringing to remembrance, by reminding you, by awakening your memory, by awakening your memory. There's more to you than you could fathom because God made who you are for himself. And he made who you are for himself out of himself. And what Christ really did is he came to remind us of what God did, and to remind us that it's all through Him and by Him and to Him. He really took away the cautionary measures of our life and said, it's written, the just live for faith. Literally, we live for faith. We live of faith. But not just faith that God would... I've heard Matthew say it twice, and I love that. Whether or not my bills get paid, God's still a provider. Whether or not I get healed, He's still a healer. So what is he saying? That God won't heal? No, what he's saying is it doesn't matter what I experience. It doesn't change who God is. And if God says, I want you to believe me, even if you don't see it, then we are convicted that we just believe God. We take away the precautionary measures. We do strike the arrow more than a couple of times. Why don't you just strike it more? Why are we so safe? Why are we so cautious and yet want God to do big things? He's already shown you how great He is by saving you, by letting you know that you can call on His name, by letting you know that your sins don't have the power to condemn you, that what's His name has nothing to say about you, that if God is for you, nothing can be against you, that 1,000 could be at your side that are evil and 10,000 at your right hand, it wouldn't come nigh you, that the wicked one wouldn't touch you, that God will lead you in the way that you should go. Jesus said, I'm giving you my peace. I'm making it a gift to you. Take my peace. You know, we don't get anywhere. No one stops being afraid because you tell them to stop being afraid. You stop fearing when you realize who you are and not just what you are. Who am I? I remember teaching my girls how to ride a bicycle. You put the training wheels on. Now, I'm going to tell you something you may not know. Training wheels do not teach you how to ride a bike. They do not. They don't teach you how to ride a bike. What training wheels do is convince you that you can ride a bike. And we all know, I mean, dads, moms, we've been there at some point. You took the training wheels off, but you didn't tell the kid. And you held on to the bike, and you said, you're doing it, it's all you, it's all you. And it wasn't all them, it was you. Because what they were doing is looking to fall. Here's something amazing about a bicycle or a motorcycle. As long as the wheels keep going, you're not going to fall over. But you have to know that. Training wheels don't teach anyone how to ride a bike. They convince you that you can. And when you believe you can, you do. And I know for fact, I mean, it's a law. It's a law of physics, but I know for a fact that as long as those wheels are moving, whether you know what you're doing or not, you're not going to fall over. You may run into something if you're steering in the wrong direction, but you're not going to fall over. First time I ever got on a motorcycle, I started it up. I revved it up. Yeah, I've seen this before. And someone told me, they said, just put it in gear. Just click it down. So I clicked it down or pulled it up. I can't remember anymore. I think you pull it up one, right? Up one, three down, whatever it is. Anyway, so I did. And let go of the clutch, and I did. Wow! Took off right across the street. Didn't know what I was doing. Never done it before, but I stayed upright, screaming, ah! Because what happened is I didn't know how to steer. I mean, you don't do it like you do a bike. You lean into it. You know, you counter steer. That's how you ride. You have to know what to do. But I couldn't fall over, because if I could have, I would have. Because what I was headed for was a sweet little old lady that was coming out to her mailbox. Full throttle. Screaming in first gear. Man! She stops, she freezes, and she can't move because she sees a maniac headed for her. Full throttle, first gear, on a motorcycle like I'm after her. Like I'm there to take her down. And what I did is I just let off, wheel stop, and I slammed the bike down. The wheels have to stop moving or you crash into something. The point is it's not all that helps us that helps us. It's not what we think helps us. It's not the assistance of other people. You really don't need anyone's applause. You really don't need as much money in the bank as you think you do. You really don't need the house you think you need. You don't need your friends making you feel like it. All you need to do is remember who you are. Just remember who you are. Jesus said, I remember who I am. He said, I remember where I came from. Remember, he would say things like, remember the word. It's all in the memory. See, you can't not, great English, right? You can't not do who you are. You might forget, you might choose to remember something else and believe it. But as long as you're moving towards what God said, you're going to stay upright. You're going to ride the bike. You just are. Because the law dictates when there's motion, you stay upright and you just keep going. You just have to know where to steer. Eve had faith, but she didn't believe God. She didn't remember what God said. She remembered what she wanted. And what she wanted was something outside of what God would provide. And the reality is, God isn't all you need. He's all there is. There isn't anything else outside of Him. There is no joy. There is no satisfaction. There's lust. There's the desires of the flesh. And all that does is make you afraid of what you earned on your own. All it does is make you look at you. It makes you a seed, but it doesn't allow you to remember the promise. You know what a seed is? A seed is merely a memory of what God said. A seed is merely a memory of what God called it. He told Adam, I want you to name everything. I want you to name all the animals. I want you to take dominion over all the earth. Now, how would he do that? He didn't have a John Deere tractor. He didn't have a harvester. He didn't have the trucks, and he didn't have the implements. How would he do it? God said, I've already put everything within the garden, and I put it within you. All I want you to do is remember what I've said to you. He said, when the Holy Spirit comes, He's going to cause you to remember everything I said. Now, you don't have to have heard it in your ear, because your ear can't hear anyway. Your mind hears, your brain hears. And faith isn't blind. There is no such thing. Faith is not blind. There is no blind faith. Faith is a mind that remembers what God said. And anything God says to us, He's saying about us. He's not telling what we can do. He's telling us who we are. And when you remember who you are, you do what you remember. It's all in the memory. And the Holy Spirit will do. He's going to empower you. How? By reminding you of everything that I've said and telling you it's who you are. Reminding you. We live too safe. We live too cautiously. I'm looking to a day, and it's going to happen, where songs and music are written out of inspiration and revelation and not tradition. We're not writing songs because we think the people like it. We're not telling people not to be afraid anymore. We're telling them they're not afraid anymore. We're not telling them don't fear. We're telling them there is no fear in you. There's no part of you that is built from fear. There's no part of you that's built from doubt. All you need to do is remember what God said. He demonstrated in planting you and I. In the mother's womb, we're nothing but a seed. But what we really are is a powerful memory. God said, He said, I called out your name. David got a glimpse of it. He said, I remember that you remember me before I knew to think about you. In my mother's womb, you remembered me. You called out my name. You put me all together, because everything that God does is complete, because God is complete in all His ways. It's remembering the powerful leaders of the past generation, powerful leaders of this generation, the powerful leaders that will lead you in the future by the Spirit of God are not any better than you are, not any more than you are. They have no more. It doesn't matter where they're born, what region they're born in, what life they grew up in, how they were treated or mistreated. It isn't about any of that. It's all about one day remembering what God said you are, who God said you are. I'm the image and I'm the likeness of God. He said, that's who you are. I made something for myself, God said, and you're what I made. I made you for myself. He said, you are a dwelling place for me. He said, I'll make my abode in you. I'm going to dwell in you. I'm going to abide in you. We live too safe. We write safe songs. We preach safe messages. We teach people safely. We teach people how to be safe. We tell them not to be afraid. No, don't not be afraid. Remember, there's nothing about you that's afraid. There's nothing about you that doubts. There's nothing about you that can't do. Everything God made about you, He made you out of Himself. Jesus said, I am the Father. There is no difference. They said, show us the Father. He said, you're looking at Him. He said, how long do I have to be with you before you know who I am? Then he said, Father, make them. One of the last prayers Jesus prayed, he said, Father, make them one as you and I are one. You hear what he's saying? We live too safe. We live too cautiously. You don't really believe. You should jump up and get healed just because God said. In the middle of the man's preaching, you ought to jump up and just say, I'm healed, and just get healed. Stop living safe. We were never called to live in traditions. We were never called to just sing songs because someone told us what to sing. There's a generation that's coming up. I love when this man just lights up and he just starts acting crazy. You're a crazy man. There's something right with you. Not wrong with you. There's something right with you. And people think it's wrong when you don't do it the way you should do it. What is that? It's not the way you should. The only way you should is the way you are. This is who I am. This is a revelation that I am. People all the time say, I'm going to be myself. Do you know who you are? If you know who you are, you should be yourself because God made you in His image. He made you in His likeness. I'm going to find myself. You'll never find it looking under a rock. You'll never find it going to a seminary or a cemetery. You'll have to find it based on who God said you are. Not what you can do. It's not about what I can do. It doesn't matter what I can do. It doesn't matter what I can't do. It's who you are. This is who I am. I'm as God said I am. I'm a seed of memory. Your future isn't before you or ahead of you. It's before you. It's before you came. It's before you were born. It's before you could remember who you are. God said, I know who you are. He said, I made you for myself and for my purpose and for my pleasure. This generation that I've been preaching about, this is a generation that remembers. It's a generation that says, Holy Spirit, remind me of who I am. You tell me who I am. You remind me of what the Father has said. He didn't just say it about you. He said it is you. I don't live by faith that I cultivated believing in God. I don't have any faith except God. It's only His faith. We have the faith of God, and we get it and we found it through Jesus Christ. How? He showed us how to do it. He remembered everything the Father said, and He said, I can do it all. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter how many believe me. It doesn't matter how many like me. It doesn't matter how many come to hear me preach or hear me sing. All I know is this is who I am. I do who I know I am, and I know who I am because I believe who He said He is. There is no identity outside of God. There's a lot of religion. There's a lot of tradition. You do this and we do that and we come here and that's good and that's not good. But when God made man, He blessed them. He just blessed you. God blessed you and no one can change that. One time they said to the man, he said, prophesy a curse on Israel. He said, I can't. He said, God blessed it and there's nothing I can do about it. God blessed you, and there's nothing anyone can do about it. You can't change it. But do you remember you're blessed? Or are you living like you're cursed? Daniel remembered who he was. Daniel was a worshiper. And people didn't like it because God exalted him. People don't like you to be exalted when they're consumed with doubt. And I'll tell you something else. People don't not. You like my language today? People don't not do what they should do. People aren't lazy because they lack energy. They're lazy because they don't believe. If you believe, you'll get up in the morning. If you believe getting up in the morning would change your life, you'd get up in the morning. It's unbelief that keeps you in bed. It's unbelief that keeps you down. It's unbelief that makes you sad. It's unbelief that makes you fear. Because there's nothing fearful about you. There's no fear in you. We weren't created out of fear. We are created out of love. God's benevolence made you. He only thought good towards you. And He only thinks good towards you today. You're afraid because you stop remembering what God said about you. You're not going to die. You're going to live. You're not going to end. You're going to thrive. You're not going to survive. You're going to grow in the glory and the power of who He is because He said you're a seed. He said, let me tell you who you are. He said, a sower went out to sow seed one day and he sowed seed all over. I love at the end what he said. He said, I'm telling you because you remember what I said. The rest of these people, they don't want to hear me. Sometimes you're going to have to step out of the crowd and forget what makes everybody happy and please the Lord. Paul learned that. He said, I know one thing. If I'm pleasing man, I am not pleasing God. That I can tell you for sure. But if I please the Father, He makes even the enemies to be at peace with me. No one can hurt me. No one can be angry. No evil will come to my dwelling. Only good will happen to me. Something great is going to happen today. Today is the only day that exists. There is no tomorrow. So I can't wait for anything. Because tomorrow doesn't exist. Only today exists. Jesus said, I'm every day that has ever been, that is, and will ever be. Just come into me. How do I do that? I just believe who you said I am. You can believe who he said he is. But if you don't believe you came out of that, it doesn't do anything for you. That's why the word says you have to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that he is your Lord and he is your Savior. He said the demons know who I am. They fear and they tremble, but it doesn't do anything to them. You have to believe who you are made to be, not who you're becoming. It's who you already are. That's why God said, I know my word will come to pass because I put it there before you ever took a breath. And the breath you take, every time you breathe, it's God. Every breath you take is God. Every breath I take is God. It's not I that lives, it's Christ that lives in me. And what Jesus did is he woke up your memory. He said, remember who you are. You're the redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. What did Jesus do? He paid for your sin. And what did that do for you? It made you remember who you are through him. That's what it did. You didn't hang on the cross, but you remember he did, and you say, that's me. That's me holy before God, not of my works, of his. I just remember who he is. I remember what he did, and that's all I can be is who he is and what he did, because no one else did anything. He is the one and only true God. Hear, O nations of the earth, the Lord our God, he is the only God. He is the true God. He's perfect in all his ways. He's benevolent. He's loving. He's kind. He's rich towards you. God doesn't want a lot of people applauding you and helping you. He wants to do it himself, so he knows you know who you are in him. We think he doesn't answer us when we call on him, but he said he does, so he does. Every single time when you call on him, he answers you every single time. He can't not answer you. You know why? Because whatever it is you're asking, it's already before you. It already exists about you before you ask for it, and God knows that. That's why he said all you need to do is believe, because it's already done. We're called the seeds of promise. Someone helping you doesn't teach you how to believe. You're going to have to decide, I just believe God. You don't have to do it on your own. You just have to remember what he said. And you have to believe there's one God. Well, I believe there's one God. Do you? Do you believe there's one God? Lord of all, almighty God, holy God, and there is none before him, nor is there any after him. He is God and God alone. And you know who he is. He's holy. He's righteous. He's perfect. He's love. He's benevolence. He's truth. He's life. He's peace. He's joy. He's health. He's strength. He's increase. He's abundance. He's way, way, way more than enough, meaning there isn't a way you could possibly need anything that God wouldn't supply beyond that. He didn't say, I'll meet your needs. He said, I'll exceed it. And furthermore, he said, I don't want you to worry about it. He said, look at the lilies of the valley. All they do is remember where they came from, and this is who they are. All a seed does is what it does best. It remembers. Remembers what? It remembers where it came from. And the moment it dies to the shell of itself, it becomes exactly where it came from. So are we in him. I just remember where I came from. The virtue of God dwells in you. The power of God dwells in you. When the woman came up behind Jesus, she just said, I'm leaving all caution behind. I could be killed today, but I really don't care. Because I have to do who I am. And who I am is I am healed, and I'm going to go and remember that. And I'm going to remember it when I touch the hem of his garment. I'm going to remember that I am healed. I remember. That's why God said all you have to do is believe. It's already inside of you because you are the seeds of promise. I'm already a seed of his promise. I'm a seed of every promise God has made. Say that. I'm a seed of every promise God has made. And if I remember what he said, I'm going to believe who he said. I am. And I am who he said I am. I believe. As he is, so am I. Why? Because I'm made out of him. No one else made you. No one else called out your name. No one else purposed you. You're made out of the very will of God. You are the will of God because he made you. He said, there's no other God. I don't know any other God. No one else could have formed you. No one else could have made you. No one else could have called your name. No one else could have positioned you. Your mama didn't call you. Your daddy didn't call you. And if they called out prayer and said, God, give me a seed, it's because God told him what to say. You are the living will and testimony of God. And it doesn't matter whether your mama or daddy didn't love you, if they hated you, if they left you, if they doubted you. God said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Because mama and daddy didn't give you your breath. God did. He gave you your life. You can't be afraid because there's nothing about you that's afraid. We're made out of fear, faith. We're made out of love. There's no fear in our DNA. There's no fear in our genetics. There's no fear in our past. There's no fear in our present. There's no fear in our future. Stop telling people don't be afraid. Tell them who they are. I don't know how to be afraid. God didn't teach me. He said, the Holy Spirit will be your teacher. The Holy Spirit will teach you. Just believe God. Jesus said, have faith in God. Just believe God. I know you have faith. You have faith you're going to become a big star. You have faith you're going to sing, write a song that's just going to change your life. Well, you can believe all those things, and those are wonderful. But you have to believe who God is so you can get all the treasure that he's called you to be. He put that on the inside of you, or you wouldn't be doing this today. I don't care if you're the worst sinner on the planet, because God said, I made all people. He said, it's not my will that any should perish. It's not my will. In other words, I didn't make anyone to perish. But all your honor and all your blessing, the blessing comes to you. Why? Well, because I did the right thing. No, because God said, I blessed you. And as a prophet said, the king said, you got to look over here, look over there, come from this angle, come from that angle. He said, it doesn't matter which direction I look from. I can't change it. God already blessed them. And there's nothing I can do to change it. Remember the word of God. The woman just remembered in her heart, I'm not sick, I'm well. God made me to be well. She touched the hem of his garment. Jesus agreed. Virtue flowed out of him. He said, who touched me? The seed that God put on the inside of that woman touched Jesus Christ, and she was made alive. She was made well. Daniel said, it doesn't matter what they say about me or what they say they're going to do to me. I just remember who I am. I'm a worshiper. Throw me in the den. Throw me wherever you want. It doesn't make any difference. I'm coming out. Abraham said, I can take my son. I can stab him 100 times. But we're both coming down because I remember what God said. God said, he's coming back with me. I'm not going backwards, I'm going forward, because what is before me is the future that I'm about to walk into. What is before me is he that is before me. If you're afraid, it's not who you are. You're believing the serpent. You're believing a lie. You're believing that something else is going to happen to you outside of the will of God. You lose your energy because of unbelief, not because you don't have it. He said, I've given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. Look at the wonder of a seed. Look at the wonder of a seed. It doesn't matter how small it is. It's just whatever its name is. He said, I've given you a new name. Whatever the name of that seed is, it doesn't matter how tiny it is. It's going to turn exactly into what it is. Little tiny tomato seeds. I like tomatoes. Little tiny tomato seeds. Little tiny things. Put them in the ground, and all of a sudden, this green plant comes out of the ground. Why? Because the ground has to service the promise of God. The earth has to be subservient to you. It's the way you were created. It's the way you're made. He said, I made you in my image. It's time to take it way beyond anything you've ever been willing to believe. That's why you got to bless those around you. You see someone doing better than you are, you ought to grab them, hug them, say, I'm so blessed for you. I bless you in your blessing of blessing of blessing. Here, I'll get on my hands and knees, crawl on my back. Let me help you get up a little higher. That's what Jesus did. He got on his knees in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he prayed, Father, not my will, but your will be done, because I know your great love. Your promise is already in them. That's why when Peter said, don't do it, he said, you save her. He said, get behind me, Satan. We know he wasn't the devil, but when you talk like the devil, you sound like the devil, you are the devil. I should close with that. God bless and good night. But believe. I'm a seed of promise. I know who I am. I knew who I am. I know who I am. I know who I am. I don't care. I don't care. Time, days past, nothing. I'm a blesser. And I bless. And when I bless, I sow a seed and it blesses everyone around me. Stop debating. Stop arguing. Stop questioning why you don't have. You have all things. It's not what you've accomplished. It's who you are. It's who I am. And who you are will show you what you can do. Who you are will show you. Not what you can do shows you who you are. Who you are shows you what you can do. It's who you are that shows you what you can do. Do you hear that? It's who you are that tells you what you can do. Because you're not going to do it until you know who you are. He said, this is who I... That's why... Why do you think he said, believe my word? Like this prestidigitation, this magic chant? No, he said, you don't understand. I made you this way. I made you by my will. That's how I made you. You are the will of God. Doubt not, but believe in your heart. Only just believe. Because I made you that way. In the beginning, God made man and woman, male, female, and God blessed them. There's nothing you can do about it. God blessed you. And you can't change it. God blessed you, and no one can change it. If you need other people to be down here with you, and you're looking for those that live in the same realm that you live in, shame on you. Walk up to men and women of faith. Read the word about who he says you are. Dig a little deeper. Reach a little higher. Let the Spirit of the Lord set your soul on fire. Because what you're doing when you do that is you're saying, I believe this is where I am, down here. You want to get down there, drive yourself to your knees, then get up. It's like the angel said. Comes and speaks to the man of God. He falls down, he passes out. He pulls him up just on his hands and knees. I love that. He didn't pull up on his feet. Pull him on his hands and knees, and he said, now you get up. You get up. And he stood up and he said, now I can hear you because you said, get up. You strengthen me. That's why Jesus said, I've given you all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of who I am. That's who I made you to be. You're made out of me. God created you out of himself. He didn't find something else. He said, let me show you. I'm going to reach down and take a handful of dirt. Seemingly the most insignificant, valueless, worthless. I mean, you can buy a lot of dirt for very, very, very little revenue. But he said, when the promise goes into it, it doesn't matter how inexpensive or seemingly unimportant it is. When the seed goes in and dies to itself and remembers where it came from, it remembers who it is, and that's what it becomes, and that's what being born again is. I just remember where I came from, and Jesus reminded me by giving his life, and he woke up the memory in me, and he said, the Holy Spirit, he will teach you who you are. That's how he will empower you. Time can't discount the blessing God has for you or the favor God. And you think your business is going to tell you who you are. You think your ministry is going to tell you who you are. You think the number of people that applaud you or like you or watch your videos or whatever it is you do. It doesn't tell you who you are. They're telling you who they think you are. Whether you're important or not important. And God may Danielify you. He may mosaic you. He may say, just believe my word. He may Davidify you. Stand before the giant, no one around to applaud. No one wants you here. No one likes you here. They're just ready to feed you. Maybe if they feed you to it. Go ahead, do, because no one has the faith to do it. Everyone is afraid because they don't remember who they are. And then David reminded them, don't you know you are the armies of God? You are the Israel of the Lord. You're the chosen. I remember who I am. It doesn't matter what this guy says about you. It doesn't matter what your life. It doesn't matter what your body. It doesn't matter what your finances say about you. What did God say you are? I am blessed, and there's nothing to change it. No one can change it. Nothing can change it. Jesus said they're going to curse you. I want you to bless them when they do. I don't want you to believe you are who they say you are. I want you to believe who I am. And if you believe who I am, you'll do with them what I did with you. When you curse me, I'll bless you. Because I'm going to remind you who you are. It's all in the memory. I remember who I am because I remember who made me, and I remember who He is. He's good. God's never afraid, so there's no part of me that's fear. God never doubts, so there's no part of me that doubts. God's not insufficient. He's not insecure, so there's nothing about me that's insufficient or insecure. You become insecure when you begin to compare yourselves with other people, and that's not who you are. You're no one else. They that compare themselves with one another are not wise, the scriptures say. We're born again. Born again. Reborn. Re-remembered. And the Holy Spirit will remind you of everything I have said to you. And what I have said to you is all about you. Jesus said, it doesn't matter what size you consider your faith to be, because there is no faith but me. It could be, you could think it's the size of a mustard seed. But look what happens to a mustard seed, because it's not about the size, it's all about the memory. I just remember who I am. I remember who He said I am. Remember, it doesn't matter if you obeyed Him, if you doubted Him, if you denied Him. It just doesn't change who He made you to be. And when you remember, you get born again. When you remember, you transform. When you remember, you're changed into what? The likeness that He created you to be. And things start happening. Blessings start flowing all around you. That's why He said, seek the kingdom. Why? Because that's my mind. And when you see my mind, you'll know what I thought about you. And when you see what I thought about you, you'll be empowered, because it is before you, not after you, not ahead of you. Who I said you are was before you even showed up. And I just believe. I just believe. I just believe I am who He says I am. And I can't be anyone else but who He is, because no one else made me to be who I am but He. Don't you see? Out of His will and His purpose, He said, this is who you will be, because you came out of who I am. And then God took dirt and He breathed into it, and dirt became a living soul. And God said, it pleases me to dwell in that. That's where I'm going to dwell. That's where I'm going to make my abode, because they can't do it on their own. God made you powerful when He made you dependent on Him. And all we have to do is remember. And the Holy Spirit will do what? He will remind you of everything I have said about you. I have to be me. Yes, you have to be you. But do you know who that is? I'm going to be me. I prophesy with you. You're going to be you. And only God knows who that is. It's not what the culture around you has told you you are. It's not what society has described you as. Gen Z, new generation, baby boomer. You're just a consumer of the wrong kind of information. You're all as old as dirt. We're the same. Some of us just been believing a little bit longer. But every one of you is made out of dirt. If you don't believe it, open a box that a body's been in for a long time, and you'll see the dust of the earth. We're all as old as dirt, so stop worrying about how old you are. And just believe. God said, Abraham, you're as old as dirt. But I'm giving you my word. It makes your doubt inert. You're empowered by the word that I'm speaking to you because I'm reminding you of who I've made you to be. I've made you the father of many nations, and it doesn't matter how old you think you are or how incapable. If you'll just believe and remember what I'm telling you, you'll see the promise come to life. I'll raise it up out of a dead womb. I'll cause your wife to doubt her body and believe my word. And the minute she does, she'll bear seed over and over and over again. Because God blessed you, and no one can take it back. No one can change it. There's nothing you can do about it except live in the blessing of it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. That's who I am. What does that mean? His blood reminded me of my blood, the Father, where I came from. Life is in the blood. My life is in, your life is in the blood of Jesus Christ. And there's nothing anyone can do to change it. Time to hear with a new mind. God's going to do a new thing. How? It's all in the memory. I'm remembering he said he's going to do a new thing. I know faith isn't safe. Faith isn't cautionary. Faith just says God said and I'm doing it. I'm going to run and not be weary. I'm going to walk and not faint. I'm anticipating God and he renews my strength. There's nothing about me to make me doubt. That's why I lift up my voice and shout. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then he said, blessed are those who come in the name of the Lord. I just remember what he said. There's more about you than you could possibly know, than you could possibly learn, but you can remember. See, your memory is stronger than your mind. Your memory is stronger than your brain. Your memory came from before you. I remember what God said about me somehow, some way. Oh no, I wasn't even there. Or was I one day? When God spoke and called out my name, he called out his memory of me. And he made me to be who I am, you see. I am the image and the likeness of the Father himself. Not my works, not my will, his. And in him I worship, him I praise, him I trust. He is the Lord my God, my strength, the everlasting one. The Prince of Peace, the Rose of Sharon, the bright and morning star, the everlasting one. Eternal peace, joy, wisdom, life, greatness. He is the glory of the only revealed Father, the only God, Jesus the Christ, the mystery, the hidden wisdom, the treasures of God. He's the strength in my arms. He's the revelation of every given day. He's the one, the only one, the ancient one of all days that is, that was, and is yet to come. And I'm born out of that. You're created out of that. You're made out of all that love that God is. And all you can do is what he told you to do, not something you had to try to do. He told you who you are when he said, love like I love. Herein is God glorified. That you bear much fruit. I can love because that's what I'm made of. I'm made of that kind of stuff. You're made out of peace. You're made out of joy. You're made out of wisdom. You're made out of righteousness. You are the righteousness of God because that's where you came from. I just remember beyond the days of my own memory. The Spirit of the Lord reminded me of everything the Ancient One of Days said, from the beginning to the present to that which is to come. See, the reason prophecy works is no one's doing any great thing in themselves. They just start remembering what God said and they start sharing what they remember. That's what prophecy is. Prophecy isn't a new thing. Prophecy isn't something set in the future. That's why you hear about it in the past, and you have to believe in it then so you can walk in the memory of what God already said. Prophecy is the mind of God remembering who He made you to be. And all He wants you to do is believe so you remember. And when you remember, these earthen vessels become transformed by the rebirth of your mind. What is that? I remember, just like a seed, who I am. What does the seed do? It's born again. When? When it dies to itself and remembers where it came from. And you can't be good enough, bad enough, old enough, poor enough, rich enough, because it was before you, not after you. It didn't happen when you believed. It happened when He said it. And when you believed and you remembered what He said, that's exactly who you became. And something on the inside of your mind starts to change. You find a strength you didn't know you had. You find a peace you didn't know was there. You find a confidence that God's saying, you're going to, in order to be successful in what you're doing, you're going to have to remember how successful I remember you being. That's what you have to do. And you can't compare it to anyone, because God made you a unique person in His own right in you. There's no one like you on the planet. His thoughts towards you are so wonderful. So many, in so many ways. There's no way your brain can consider all that God has said to you. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit to remind you. And we say things like, God just spoke to me. He spoke to you before you ever were. You're a mind of God. You're the memory of God. Seek the mind of God. And all these things that I've created you to do, they'll just come around you. You'll begin to think like God, because how else would you think when you're born of God? Of course I'm going to think like God. Do you understand? This isn't self-confidence. This is faith in God. Who He is. You're holy. Oh God, You are so mighty. You're so perfect in every way. And Your word is like silver refined in a vessel of earth, seven times pure. Your word is pure. Your word is perfect. And guess what? That's what the building blocks of who I am is. Your word. It's just all in the memory. And so the Holy Spirit comes down and He empowers you. How? He reminds you of what God said about you. And when you believe, you're changed. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, your mind is rearranged. You know things you shouldn't ordinarily commonly know, but you know them anyway. Because you remember, you remember, you remember. I've said for years, when I prophesy something, I feel like I'm cheating. I don't feel special. I feel like I remembered something maybe everybody else forgot. I just remember. That's why I say I don't miss, because I remember what He said, and all I'm telling you is what I remember. This is what God said about you. That's what prophecy really is. I'm just reminded of what God said about you, and I'm a conveyor of that word. So I said, well, this is what God said about you. And God's saying, I'm telling you because I want you to remember, because it's about you. It's the word I put in you. It's who you are. As He is, so are we in this world. I believe. As He is, we're in this world by His word. That's how we're conceived. Only just believe what God has said about you. And it's not the what, it's the who that you do. Who I am can be no less than who He is in me. And He's the fullness of all things. He's the ever-present God. He's the one that never leaves me nor forsakes me. He's the one that remembers every step He's ordained for me to take. It's all in the memory. Just believe. To remember, and remember to believe. You're conceived in the mind of God, a mystery that unfolds. Prophetic word, not the clattering or the chanting of men, but the mind of God becomes the word of your mouth. and your mind hears what God has said, and it awakens the kingdom of God within you. And God has made you kings and priests unto himself. God made something for himself one day. He made you. Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house today. Give the Lord a shout of praise in this place and say, I can remember. I can remember. I can remember everything God said about me. And when I speak that way, it's not the way of man, it's the way of God, and I'm doing what pleases him most. I have total faith in him. No cautionary measures, no safety net. I just believe who God said I am. That's who I am. I can't be anything else but who I am. I'm going to be me. And who is that? As he is, so am I. As he is, so am I. As he is, so am I. As he is. So John said, as he is, so are we in this world. That's what he said. What is that? Benevolence, love. I wish only good and increase overwhelms you. Stand on the back of my believing faith and climb higher. I'm here to lift you up. Give the Lord a shout of praise and say, yeah. I believe what he said is who I am. Who am I? He who made me to be as he is. As I am because of who he is. I am as he is. That's who he said I am. I'm a yes. Yes and amen, man. God's yes. And amen tells me who I am, man. You're a thus says the word of the Lord. You're a God has spoken, and I can't change it. Speaking to a seed of promise with a memory of where you came from. That's who you are. Stand up, grow up, walk up. He said, I will make my dwelling in you. The Greek says, I will dwell in you. And then he said, I will walk in you. Gonna walk in me. Say it. Gonna walk in me. Come on. Gonna walk in me. Gonna talk in me. Hear, O heavens. Give ear, O earth. For the Spirit of the Lord has spoken. He says, remember, remember me. Remember, remember me. Two thieves on a cross, both of them guilty, and they both know it. And they're both saying things about Jesus. They want to have a better day. And the one said, hey, get us out of here. Who you say you are. And God touched the other man, the other thief. Lying, deceiving, thieving, murderer. God touched him. And you know what he said? Remember me. And Jesus said, I do. I remember you. I remember who you are. I remember who the Father made you to be. Spirit of God touched him, standing right next to Christ.
seen that blood that was identifying who he is, and that everything he had did, everything he had done, it was dead and gone, dripping to the ground, creating new life. The ground was going to call out his name, call him born again. You are born again. The moment that blood touched the ground, the earth changed and surrendered and said, I'll give you up. I can't hold you down. And what no one knew but the man himself, he said, remember me. Forget what I've done, but remember who I am. Remember who the Father made me to be. And Jesus said, I remember. This day, you're going to be with me. We're taking this walk together, and we're going to take it right into the kingdom from whence I remember you. Remember me. And that's who you'll be. Because it's all there is, you see, in reality, is who he's made you and made you to be. If you believe it, shout yeah. As he is, that's who I am, man. Say it. Stand with me. As you are, that's who I remember myself to be. Jesus. Pray with me, everyone. Those online, living under condemnation, doubt, fear, feeling incomplete, unsuccessful. There isn't a thing unsuccessful about you. Remember who you are and live in the memory of that. Say, Jesus, I remember what you did. And I remember who you made me to be. I believe you. I'm born again in you. I'm alive in you. I believe in my heart, and my mouth is making a confession right now. You are the risen Lord and Savior who raised me back to my purpose. You made me remember. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Give the Lord a shout. Prophesy over this house. Be healed in your body. Wherever you're about to go, you're not stepping into the hands of man. You're stepping into the presence of the Lord. God will watch over you. He will keep you. He will protect you. He will guide you. He will lead you. He was with you. No evil, no harm will befall you. For the Lord your God, he is with you. Liang, the Lord your God, he is with you. No harm, no evil can befall you. Only life abides you. The Lord is your God. Give the Lord a shout. Pray. Can't doubt who he is. Or I have to doubt that I'm even here. Because he is all that I was ever meant to be. And outside of him, there is nothing else. He is the fullness of all things. And he's eternally who he is. And he does not change. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift up your voice today. Say, great is the Lord my God. You've all been on training wheels. Anton, you've been on training wheels. You've had training wheels attached to your bike. And God pulled them off a few days ago when the word of the Lord said, get ready, get ready, get ready. You're going to know what it means to live by faith. Because what you believe, you will live by faith. Question is, what do you believe? As he is, so am I in this world. That's what he said. If you believe it, shout, so I am. You can't talk anything but faith. Faith is the only tongue that you have. God's so good.
to give us training wheels out of his benevolence, because he already knows what he's planned for us. But he says, I want to help you believe. So here's some training wheels. I've had training wheels. We've all had training wheels. But they didn't teach me how to ride a bike. It's when he pulled them off that I learned to ride. When I took off across the yard, I crashed because I steered in the wrong direction. Don't steer in the wrong direction. But what it reminded me of is I can ride a bike, even though I don't know how. Because the law of motion will keep me upright. The law of his motion towards you will keep you upright. Just believe. Tell him to take the safety net away. Only just believe. Faith and caution don't work together. Faith and love do. And I love what he said about you. And I love what he said about me. And I believe. Whom the Son has made free is free indeed. Free to believe as high as you want to believe. Jesus would say, what do your faith say? Woman comes to him and says, I took the safety net away. You could throw me out. You could have me embarrassed and thrown out of here. But I want you to heal my daughter. And he says, you're not lawfully supposed to be here. You're not lawfully worthy to ask what you're asking. She said, I can't help myself. She said, you know, I know I'm like a dog. I'm the outcast. But I know that even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. I don't even really know what I'm saying. But I just believe. And Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. You know what you did, woman? You believed. You remembered who you were. And now you remember who you are. Thief, you remembered who you were. And now you remember who you are because of Christ in you. This is the greatest season of your life. Give the Lord a shout. Pray.